The baby bust. Where have all the babies gone? Fewer babies are being born around the world. What is causing the shift? And what happens next? In cities across the world, hospitals are closing maternity wards, and elementary schools are quietly merging classrooms. The reason is simple. Fewer babies are being born. What was once assumed, that each generation would roughly match the last, no longer holds true. Birth rates have been declining across much of the developed world, and the causes rarely fit one explanation. Housing costs have risen sharply, childcare remains expensive, and many people marry later or not at all. Careers, travel, and independence often take priority over parenthood, while some adults simply choose not to have children. The numbers show how quickly this shift can move. A population needs an average of about 2.1 births per woman just to stay the same size, yet some countries now average closer to 1.0, a rate that could cut a population in half within a single lifetime. In several nations, people over 65 already outnumber children under 15 by nearly 2-to-1. Governments have offered cash bonuses worth thousands of dollars and free daycare as an incentive, yet birth rates have barely moved, and a shrinking workforce now carries the growing burden of pensions and elder care. Some economists argue immigration can sustain the workforce long term. Others believe governments should invest in genuinely affordable housing rather than one-time bonuses. Still others think society will simply adapt to fewer people, as it always has. If fewer children are born every year, what happens to the schools, businesses, and economies built around constant growth?